We certainly all echo the sentiments of bracha for the ufrif this coming Shabbos of David Baruch. They should be zocher together, build a bayis now in Yisrael. Now this Shabbos, of course, being Parshas Tetzave, also a few days before Purim, so I tried to find some ideas in the parasha, in the Maharal, that have to do with, maybe you can try to connect it a little bit to prepare for Purim as well. So the Maharal wrote a sefer called Nisivos Olam, Paths of the World. And he has a reference to one of the big day kahuna in this sefer. Let's take a look at the first piece. Halashon hara b'shtei panim. Says the Maharal, there are two types of lashon hara. Ha'echad kasher motzei lashonar b'farhesya. One of them is public lashon hara. V'asheni kasher oseh b'seser. And the other one is private lashon hara. V'chol echad yesh tzad kal v'tzad chomer. The Maharal says, in each of these two lashon haras, there's one good thing and one bad thing. V'zeh. Shemadaber b'goli al ha'echad yesh lo g'nai yoseh kasher medaber lo v'goli lefnei kol. On the one hand, if you speak lashon hara in public, it's more embarrassing for the person. V'yesh b'tzad kal. On the other hand, the good thing is that if you're speaking in front of everybody, b'vada ha'davim magia l'asher nemar lo v'yochol hu l'salik mi'itu levar ki sheker nemar olav hu mizeh ha'tzad hu kal. On the other hand, if the lashon hara is public, it's for sure going to get back to the guy you said it about. And if it's, and lashon hara being false, so the guy will have the opportunity to defend himself and say it's not true. Hasheni lashon hara shu b'seser v'hu gam kin yesh bo tzad kal v'tzad chomer. And the other lashon hara is private. But it also has the obvious opposites. Ki kasher medaber olav b'seser yinodam magi lashon emar olav v'ein yochel lahasir mimeno adavar. It's private, he's not going to know about it, so the guy can't correct it. But it's better because it's hidden, so it's not so embarrassing. Hulafika chamru b'mesechus zivachim amar av anani bar sasson lama nitzmecho parshas karbanos parshas big day kuhuna loma lacha ma karbanos mechaprin af big day kuhuna mechaprin me'il, gentlemen, this is the parsha we're talking about, the big day kuhuna, right? The big day kuhuna. So one of the big day kuhuna was the me'il. The me'il was the long flowing coat of the Kohen Gadol, which used to have bells on the edges of the me'il. There was pa'amon v'rimon, pa'amon v'rimon. Pa'amon is the outer bell, and on the inside there was like a pomegranate, like they used to knock against the outer bell. It used to ring. So when the Kohen Gadol would walk with the me'il, it used to make noise. The bells would ring. Right? The pasuk says, V'yakolo nishma b'vo el ha'kodesh. If you want to look at it inside, which is always a nice idea if you have a chumash, so you could take a look where the Torah talks about this me'il. Apologize. It's been a little bit of a exhausting week. So Gavi, if I'm falling asleep at the soup tonight, you'll understand. Okay. Where is it? Somebody help me out. Vasisas Me'il, 247. Lamed Gimel. Vasis Al-Shalav Rimonei Tcheles Ragamon. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, page 247. Pa'amon Zahav Rimon, Pa'amon Zahav Rimon. Vaya Al-Aram L'Shareis V'nishma Kolo B'vo'o El HaKodesh. The point of this Me'il was that you should hear it ringing. You should hear those bells ringing when they came to the Kodesh, Lefnei Hashem, uvetzeiso v'lo yamos. So, says the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Peches Amid Beis. Amar Rav Anani Bar Sosa, Lomen Itz Mecha Parash Kabanos Barash Bik Dikun Loma Lecha. Ma Kabanos Mechapin Af Bik Dikun Mechapin. Me'il, says the Gemara Zvachim, what's the point of the Me'il? Mechaper Al Lashon Hara. The point of the Me'il worn by the Kohen Gadol was to atone for the sin of Lashon Hara. What in the world does the Me'il have to do with Lashon Hara? Says the Gemara Masechta Zvachim. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Yavo Davar Shebekol V'Yechaper Al HaKol. The sound of the voice of the Me'il is supposed to atone for the sound of the voice of inappropriate speech, not nice speech about other people. Right? I'm sure this coming Shabbos, Gavi, is only going to be nice speech about people. Right? Only going to be nice speeches. That's the way everybody does Ufros. People only say nice things about people. Okay. Amy asks, Gemara, is this so? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, shnei dvarim lo matzina kapar b'kabanus v'matzina kapar b'makom acher v'elehin shvichas damim v'lashin hara shvichas damim me'eg la'arufa v'lashin hara mikitores. Asks the Gemara, but we have another source of Chazal that say the atonement for Lashon Hara came from the avod of the incense burning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Tani Rabbi Chananya. The Ketores was an avoda that was done in private, hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nobody would see it. Just like when people speak Lashon Hara, they whisper it quietly, privately. Nobody's supposed to hear. Nobody's supposed to know. I just tell my one best friend. I just tell my one best friend the piece of Lashon Hara about somebody else, and pretty soon, the whole neighborhood. Rabbi Weinberger likes to say, by Jews, a secret is things we tell people one person at a time. Kashya Lashon Hara, a Lashon Hara. So asks the Gemara in Zvachim. In one place it says the Me'il is Mechapra Lashon Hara. Another place says the Ketores answers the Gemara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Le'kashya, Habitzina, Habifarhesya. There's two types of Lashon Hara. There's Tzvei Dinim in Lashon Hara, says the Gemara. There's private Lashon Hara, and then there's public Lashon Hara. Upirish in Yenzeh. Ki hachatayim la'adam heim nechshavim gamkein malbush la'adam. Your sins are what you wear, says the Maharal. She'adam mislabish b'chatayim. V'heim nekareim begadim tzoim. V'davar zeh temtze v'kam v'kom v'shachatayim menekareim malbush. V'amitzvus v'amidus hatovus. And the mitzvus and the midus tovus that a person does are also clothing. Gamkein heim malbush la'adam. Vehem malbush kavod la'adam. So the sins that a person does, those are what he wears, and they shame him. And the mitzvahs that a person does, those are the things that he wears to bring him honor. V'kasher kohen gadol lovesh bigdei kedusha asher davar zehu siluk malbush hachatayim. When the kohen gadol wears bigdei kodesh l'chavod l'sefaris, the Kohen Gadol is representing all of Klal Yisrael, and the garments the Kohen Gadol wears atone for the sins of all the Jewish people. When man dresses up in these lowly garments, that he's known as somebody who speaks slanderously, publicly about others. The sounds, the voices of Kedusha, who has sorrows have got the matzoim shel lashon hara v'nirolama ki v'kachayam il azeh shaybo pamonim hay besocho rimonim. He says that's why the me'il didn't just have the bell on the outside; it had the rimon, the smooth pomegranate shaped bells on the inside. Kedusiv pamon zahav rimon v'harimon lahayelo pet. It had no opening. The rimon, it was smooth, totally smooth. Didn't have a pet. Didn't have any opening. Rak harimon kemo beitza shistuma. It was totally sealed. Ve'ein la pet. Lilmod ha'adam derech Hashem Yisparach ki ha'adam yema'et b'dibur. To teach us that a person is better off speaking less. V'yeh piv sasim milvad shilo ashtika b'mile da'alma. You're supposed to be quiet when dealing about things, matters of the world. K'mo shisparach b'nesiv ashtika. U'lakach ha'yabo rimonim v'ayalo hashmas kol etzarech kedusha. But a person is supposed to speak words of Kedusha, words of praise for people, words of thanksgiving to Hashem, words of tefillah, words of learning. Shavada kasher adibu l'kedusha b'davar zeh al yishtok, rak yiftach piv. Ulefika chayu b'me'il hazeh ha'pa'amonim, kedusiv v'nishma kolo b'vo'el ha'kodesh, uv'amida zos yislabish adam. Know how to shut your mouth when you're speaking about foolishness and matters of this world, and not to speak too much, and know how to open your mouth when it talks about matters of Kedusha. Avolashin harashi b'tzina That's, so the public Lashon Hara, that's the Me'il. But the private Lashon Hara, Al Zem Mechaper HaKetores, Shei Betzina, Shehar HaKetores Lefnai V'Lefnim, Mepnei Kihu Mechuvan Shei Al Lashon Hara Zeh Betzina, Bevadei Gamkin Mechuvan Shelo Lehotzi Lashon Hara Begiloi V'Umedaber Benista B'Remez V'Vad V'Nikra Avak Lashon Hara. And then there's another type of Lashon Hara which is related to the, which is Avak, even the dust of Lashon Hara. L'kach HaKetores B'Yom HaKippurim, Hayadaka Menadaka, Shayachoza V'Nosnos L'Machteshes, I'll summarize this in a minute. I know I'm reading a little quick. That's why the Ketoros is only on Yom Kippur, because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, no one can avoid Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara. Even a person who's going to say, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara, but the dust of Lashon Hara that you, you know, someone says something about you, you know, you just give like a, you know, you shrivel up your nose or something about a person. Or you could say, the Gemara says, you could say Lashon Hara not even with a word. You just like, a guy will talk about someone else, and you go, eh, you know, like, not even a word. Just, that's avak lashnar, the dust lashnar. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, rubam begezel, the Gemara says, rubam begezel umiutam ba'arayos v'kulam ba'avak lashnar. The Gemara says, that's the Gemara he's quoting over here. Most people violate gezel in some way, and many people violate arayos, and everybody violates avak lashnar. That's what the Gemara says. So, the point is that Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara, everybody violates all the time. So he says that's why it's only the Ketoros is Mechaper on that, because that's on Yom Kippur. Only on Yom Kippur are you totally removed from all sin that hopefully, if the Chazan's okay and the Rabbi's Drasha was okay, so hopefully you could at least on one day a year stay away from Avak Lashon Hara when your mom is like a Malach. You're totally removed from the world and you're focusing only on real spiritual things. So that's why the Ketoros is brought on Yom Kippur. So, we learned from this first opening piece of Maharal many, many fundamental ideas. The importance of speaking words of truth, speaking words of Torah, and being very careful about the language, and that the sins that a person does, they're the clothing that he wears. You carry those sins around with you. Those things are on you. You can't get rid of them. That's why the me'il is there to be mechaper, the sound of the me'il, and a person, by the smoothness of the rimonim, is supposed to remind us to use wisdom in knowing what to say. There's some people who measure their words. Every word that they say is measured. They know what to say, what not to say. Some people are a little bit more flippant and glib with their words, and we have to be careful about that. Now, I was thinking, I think we spoke about this last week, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't even remember what happened an hour ago. Forget about last week. But we also see that a lot about the Nes Purim, a lot about the miracle of Purim happened through speech. Right? First of all, what ended up, Esther says to Mordechai, Lech kenosis kol ha'yehudim v'tzuvu alai. We spoke about last week that Tosfos in Maseches Megillah says that it was the power of prayer. The power of prayer that all the Jewish people got together in the Bate Knessios and the Bate Midrashos that ultimately turned the tide. And what happened? Vatomer es al-melech b'shem Mordechai, right? What does the Gemara say? Ha-omer davar b'shem omro mevi geula la'olam. Gemara says an incredible thing, right? If a person says something in the name of who it was said, you bring geula to the world. Where is it learned from? Vatomer es al-melech b'shem Mordechai. That Mordechai heard Big Son and Seresh plotting to kill Achashverosh. Mordechai told Esther. Esther told Achashverosh. And it ended up saving the life of the king, which ended up with being the whole story that they were reading later on, which ended up, why? Because someone used the power of speech in the right way. Interesting. Lashon Hara, you'd think, right? But when it comes to matters of life and death, so you got to speak up. You got to speak up. Somebody's planning to kill somebody, then that's the time to, yes, speak up. You can't say, I don't want to say anything. He's doing something wrong. Well, you're not supposed to tell on people, but if somebody's doing something wrong, then you have a chiv of Hagadah Seidus. That's where the Gemara learns out that if you hear an idea in the name of somebody else, or somebody else share with you an idea, you have to say it in his name. And the Gemara says that somebody who says it in his name brings geula to the world. It comes from this pasuk, Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. That when Esther said it over to the king, he said, I don't know Big Son and Sarah Shapine to kill you. It's my former husband, Mordechai. He's the one who said it. From there we learn, Ha-Omer Davar B'Shem Omer, if you say something in the name of the person who said it, maybe Gula Olam. And think about it. At the party, what happened? Esther had the guts at the party to say. She spoke up. She spoke up for her people. It was a lot of speech. And then how they hang Haman? Vayomer Charvona. Right? Gam Charvona Zachalato. Vayomer Charvona. Gam Hine Ha'etz Asher Yichin Haman L'mordechai Asher Dimer Tov L'melech Omein Beveis Haman Gavoh Chamishim Abba Vayomer HaMelech Tulu Olav. Vayomer HaMelech Tulu Olav. It was all speech. They were reading the story, right? And Be'alaylahu Nada Vayomer Lavi. Read me over the story. A lot of speech is what ended up saving the whole Purim story. So we have to learn how to use the speech properly. And when we listen this week's parsha to the account of the Me'il, which the goal of the Me'il was to make noise, that the bells should ring, that's supposed to be mechaper on the sins of Lashon Hara. Very difficult Aveira that causes divisions between people. Lashon Hara, bad speech. Oh my gosh, so many divisions between people happen because of Lashon Hara. And Purim is all about unity, about bringing people together. Shloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim. So hopefully we should use these days when we listen about the meal and pre-Purim to prepare by making sure that we don't speak slanderously and try to use this as another opportunity to think before we speak. As the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos say, Siyog lachochma shetika and lo matzasi laguf tov mishtika. Sometimes quiet is the best policy. Let's go on to the second piece. So the second piece, you'll notice, gentlemen, that one of the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol is different than all the others. One of them is listed, right, in Sesame Street we used to play. Which of these things is not like the other? So if you look in the parasha, take a look on page 243. You shall make garments of holiness for honor and tiferes. And yet, it doesn't list all eight of them. Ve'elah begadim 244, pasuk dalet. Choshen, ephod, me'il, ksones, mitznefes, avnate. Then it goes through. Ephod, Choshen, right? Look at the psukim. Then you have, Tashbetz, seven. Yeah, the snefes, right. Me'il, but there's one, you have seven out of eight are listed in the beginning. But which is not listed? Michnasayim, the pants, right? Take a look. Now at the very end, Pasuk Mem Beis, 248. Make michnasayim to cover the erva. Right? Take a look. First pasuk mem. V'levnei Aaron on page 248. Parakhov test pasuk mem. V'levnei Aaron taseh kutanos. V'asislam avnei tim. U'migbaos. And for the other kohanim, you make a ksones, that's the tunic, the shirt. The avnate, the belt. Umigbaos, the head covering, Tasalam, Lachavudul Safaris. Those three are Lachavudul Safaris. But there, and then Vilbashim al Samas Aaron Achicha, Umashachto Sam, fine. And clothe the other then with those three. But then, and then separately it says, Vasalam Michnes Ebad Lachasos Pesar Erva. Here it doesn't say Lachavudul Safaris. It says Lachasos Pesar Erva. Very, very interesting. Take a look at the Maharal's take on this, Nagur Arya. U'michnasayim k'suvim l'mata b'parsha. Nearly, mashalo kalas ha'michnasayim m'shar b'gadim. Why are the michnasayim, the pants, in both the account of the Kohen Gadol and the account of the big day Kohen Hedyot, why are the michnasayim separate? Nearly, mashalo kal mipnei she'ein doma michnasayim m'shar b'gadim. The pants were different than the other garments. For the Kohen Gadol, the pants were different than the other seven. And for the Kohen Hedyot, the pants were different for the other three, right? Kohen Gadol wore eight garments, and regular Kohanim wore four. They both wore pants. But in both accounts, the pants are listed separately. He says, Ki michnasayim eino malbush l'kavod, rakhu l'chasos ha'erva. If you look inside, the Torah says l'chavod l'safaris on the other seven, but michnasayim, it says l'chasos b'sar erva. Clothing has two functions. The It doesn't mention the Mechnesayim. She'ein zeh malbush right mechasas p'sar ha'erva. Not like the Ramban explains. So, there are two types of garments that a person wears. Right? Your underwear, that's just to mechasas p'sar ha'erva. And then you have the clothing that you wear to, that shows who you are. Right? Famous statement when we were growing up, the clothes make the man. Who was that? That must have been some advertising pitch for somebody. The clothes make the man. But actually, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan hayakare lamane mechabdusi. Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing that which honor me, that which show me honor. The way a person dresses, you can tell about a person, right? If he's wearing a jeans and a t-shirt, so that conveys one message. If he's wearing a suit, conveys a different message, right? So a person has to realize that his garments, one function that garments have is garments cover over your erva. It covers you over so that you're not naked. That's one thing it does. But the garments on top of that also show a certain sense of honor, a certain sense of respect. That's why we have a mitzvah to dress a certain way on Shabbos, or when you daven, there's a certain way that a person is supposed to daven. Person's not supposed to wear the same clothing he davens that, I don't know, he plays ball in. Not supposed to wear. It's supposed to be a certain level of respect because you're standing in front of the Shekhinah, so the clothing make a difference. That's one of the ideas of the Big Day Kahuna that we're learning in this week's parasha, that clothing also say something about a person. That's what the Maharal says. The Kohen Gadol had two types of garments. One garment was to show honor, and then he had one other garment was just like his underwear. It was just to cover over the Besar Erva. So we have to know that Judaism does place emphasis. A person should say, what's the difference the way I look? What's the difference? So my clothing is ripped. So I walk outside with ripped clothing. What does it make a difference? No, it does make a difference. The way you look when you're davening. I know now, recently, we live in a dress-down society, right? They say everything is dressed down. Dress down day, or dress down week, or dress down forever. Some professions get lucky. They're dressed down. My whole profession is dressed down. But in Yiddishkeit, we do have a concept that the clothes do mean something. That's what we learned from the Big Day Kahuna. It's supposed to be that when you daven, you have to have a certain clothing, and when Shabbos is Big Day, certain special clothing, and when a person carries himself in general. It's interesting, you know, in Purim, we have a custom to dress up. There's a custom to dress up. So what's the idea behind this custom to dress up? Topsy-turvy day, the nafochu, maybe that's the idea. So I always understood the idea of dressing up, that we don't wear our normal garments, because on Purim, the idea is that what's inside a person, we focus a lot more on Purim, on what's inside, what's internal. Chazal say, nichnas yayin yatsa sod. And when a person drinks a little bit, if he's loose a little bit, so what's inside, the truth of what's really inside him, the real seriousness, you know, comes out. Not chas v'shalom to get drunk and then you become a mishiganet. Not talking about that. I just mean you get a little bit loose. The person, that's what the Ramah says. The person's supposed to drink a little bit more than he's used to and go to sleep. That's the adil oyeh. That's what the Ramah says. Not to get drunk, chas v'shalom, to lose your head. But if a person gets a little bit loose, then hopefully what's really inside him, the real seriousness and the sincerity, truth. Purim is supposed to be a day of truth, a day of sincerity, a day of being real. I don't get the way most people celebrate Purim. My Rebbe did not celebrate Purim like that. I think I say this every single year, so I apologize for repeating. But the idea of dressing up is that Purim is not about externals. Purim is not about the way people view you on the outside. Purim is about being real on the inside. It's about a person being sincere and finding his 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 and seeing the Rabbeinu Shlom's hand through the world on the inside, right? Not things aren't as they seem on the outside. That's the idea of Purim. That, right? On the outside, it looks like the whole Purim story was like just happened that way. Hashem's name is not in the Megillah. There's no God. Doesn't look like. But you have to look inside and see what's going on the inside. Megillas Esther means Legalos HaHester, to reveal that which is hidden. Megillas Esther. Legalos HaHester, to reveal that which is hidden. So we get dressed up, it's sort of like the anti-clothing holiday. It's not, right, because a person could dress in a certain way on the outside, and he looks like he's a very respectable person because the way he looks on the outside, and on the inside he's a manuvel, he's a disgusting person. But you could fake it. The rest of the year, you could fake it. So on Purim, we get dressed up because it's not about what's on the outside on Purim. But the rest of the year, the clothing do play a very important role. Purim also, the clothing play a role. And the difference, in Purim, the idea of the clothing is to cover over the outside, the external, so that we could focus with each other on that which is internal, on the Neshama Tahora Shenasatabi, the Neshama Tahora Shenasatabi Tahorahi. The idea of Purim is the kavod or the tefaras of the inside of a person, not the outside. But oftentimes, a person's garments do reflect something on the inside. It reflects. Purim would also reflect. But the idea of Purim is to focus on what's internal. And finally, the last piece. We're going to do the last piece a little bit briefly. Actually, we'll do it. Okay, so how did I stumble across the last piece? The last piece is the Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos. So there's a very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I think the Maharal has a beautiful take on it. You know, I mentioned before that Shir is being sponsored by the Simons in honor of the big Simcha. So when I saw this piece, I said, oh man, this piece is so appropriate for this particular Simcha. So you may hear a little bit of an abridged version over the weekend also of this piece, but this piece is Mamisha. We're not going to go into as much detail, but so there's a famous Mishnah that says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Ksarim Heim, there are three crowns. There are three crowns. There's Keser Kahuna, Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, and Keser Malchus. Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus. There's three crowns. There's the crown of Torah. There's the crown of Kahuna, a priest, the priesthood. And there's Keser Malchus, the crown of kingship. The Keser Shem Tov, Ola al gabeihem, but the crown of a good name goes above all three. Right? Gimel Ksarim Heim, Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus. The Keser Shem Tov, Ola al gabeihem, but the crown of a good name is above all three of those crowns. So listen to the Maharal's beautiful take on this mission. Yesh Lishol, one could ask, Mash Amar Gimel Ksarim, this that it said there are three crowns. V'lamalo amar dalet ksarim. Gentlemen, let's count them up. How many crowns are there? There's Keser Kahuna, Keser Torah, Keser Malchus. The Keser Shem Tov Ola al Gabehem. It's unbelievable. You hear a Mishnah your whole life, you hear a Mishnah. Every single Halb graduation, you hear the same speech. There's three crowns, right? Because they give out the Keser Shem Tov awards. Every time, the Mamish for 18 years, I've been sitting and listening to the same speech at graduation. There's three crowns. So you heard the Mishnah, Mamish, 100 times, and you never asked the most obvious kasha. Unbelievable. What do you mean there's three crowns? There's four crowns. It should say, there are four crowns. There's Keser Kahuna, Keser Torah, Keser Malchus. And Keser Shem Tov is the greatest of the four crowns. Good kasha, no? Gimel Ksarim Heim, Yesh Lashon, Masha Amar Gimel Ksarim, V'lamalo Amar Dalet Ksarim. to Ikara Keser, the best of all the crowns, Lo Chashiv, Shu Keser Shem Tov, the crown of a good name, it doesn't consider. Va'od Kasha, another Kasha, and this was a connection to Parshas Tetzaveh, the Migdash Hayekeneged Kolak Sarim, Kli Merameis Al Kol, Keser V'Keser. In the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, there was one of the vessels that hinted at each of the crowns. Well, three of the crowns. Sha'arei Al Ha'aron Haya Zer Shu Keser Simon LeKeser Torah. You know, gentlemen, on the Aron, there was a crown around the edge of the Aron. Va'asisa Zer Zahav Saviv. Make a Zer, like a golden... what would you call it? Like a molding. What would we call it? Like a an ornament. It was like a gold band, interwoven gold band that went around the rim of the Aron. So which crown was that symbolized of on the Aron? It was the Keser Torah. That's the Keser Torah. V'hayazer ala shulchan, and there was a crown on the shulchan that had the bread. V'hu simen lekeser malchus. And the Zer, there was a crown on the Aron, there was a crown on the Shulchan, and there was a crown on the Mizbeach, and the crown on the Mizbeach symbolized the crown of Kahuna. I'll call Elo Gimel Ksarim, the Elo Keneged Keser Shem Tov. That's what it says in Masechta Yuma about these three crowns, that they're Keneged those three things. V'ilu keneged keser shem tov, shu al kolaksar lo haya zer b'migdash. There was no crown in the migdash for the keser shem tov. U'v'midrash rabba amru b'parshas naso, ki ha-menorah merameis keser shem tov. And the menorah is discussed in the very beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. You know that the other... Right, the lighting of the menorah is the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. Even though the building of the menorah, and where is the building of the menorah also? Right, Mikshah Teaseh HaMenorah, that's last week. Last week? That's last week. But the lighting of the menorah is the beginning of Tetzaveh. Right, V'atah Tetzaveh Espanay Yisrael, Shemen Zay Zach Kosis La Ma'or, L'halos Ner Tamid V'ol Moed, Yaroch Osar Me'erav Ad Boker. Oh. So... Says the Maral, HaMenorah Merameis Al Keser Shem Tov. The Medrash says in Parshas Naso that the menorah hints to the Keser Shem Tov. Ki Shem Tov Hu El Mishu Baal Mitzvah V'zeo HaMenorah. You know what the Keser Shem Tov is about? The Keser Shem Tov is about people who don't just talk the talk, but to actually walk the walk. Keser Shem Tov means who has a Shem Tov? Someone who's a doer, who's an actor, who's a Baal Mitzvah. V'zeo HaMenorah, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Ner mitzvah. The light of the menorah shines on those people who are people of action. They do. U'lefikach HaMenorah hu mora Keser Shem Tov. Therefore, the menorah, says the Maharal, that symbolizes the Keser Shem Tov. V'asi shapim ha'asham rav Keser Shem Tov ol al gabein, ki ha-menorah gam kin hi al kol elu shlosha kelim. Hare, lo haya keser al ha-menorah. Now, there was no crown on the menorah. V'haya roi lios keser al ha-menorah. V'od ki ha-keser hu tachlis ha-madrega v'amala shel bala keser. V'chol keser min elu gimel ksarim yeso tachlis v'sof. Ki ad kach hu magia. Ulafikach, efshar shiye keser mora al gimel ksarim elu. So says the Maral, the menorah symbolized the keser shem tov. So why did the menorah not have a crown, and the other three kelim had a crown? Says the Maral like this: a crown means that this is the ultimate level you can get to. The king, the kohen, the talmud chacham. Each of them, this is the highest madrega within their discipline that they can get to. Aval keser shem tov ein tachlis v'sof l'keser hazeh. Ki hu ola lamala lamalu mispashit le ein sof kamushi yisbar. Ulafikach ein roish ye kesel lemenorah. There's no crown. Shumor al shem tov raksiv lahalos ner tamid. Ki a keser azos ola lamala lamala tamid. Ki ein sof la keser azeh. Ulakach lohaya keser b'migdash mor al keser shem tov. Shimkein haya tachlis ugvul el ha keser. Related to this is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, gentlemen, that says, "Kana Shem Tov, Kana La'atzmo, Kana Lo Divrei Torah, Kana Lo Chai Olam Haba." Shem Tov Hu Al Etzem Mashehu. Ikar Tov Losem Shel Tzadikim Ma'asim Tovim. So I have a lot to say, a lot to say about this, but we've run out of time. Basically, the Maharal says that Shem Tov has to do with man's maisim. Shem Tov is endless. There's no end. Just take a look at one thing to just bring this home a little bit. Gemara says something unbelievable about a Shem Tov. Oh, here it is. Take a look at the bottom. Over Midrash Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Chaviv Shem Tov Me Aron Habris. The Midrash says, having a good name is even better than the Aron. She'aron HaBris L'Hach L'Flem Rak Shlosh HaYamim. The Aron was 3 days in front of Klal Yisrael. V'Shem Tov Olam Misof Olam Va'ad Sofo. But a Shem Tov, that goes throughout the entire world. People who are a doer of good deeds, that there's no crown for. A crown symbolizes there's only so much you can do. Learning Torah, king, the coin, it's limited. The crown, it's beautiful. But it limits you. The crown limits you. Shem Tov, he says, is unlimited. No crown. The menorah is Ola Shel Heves Ola Meleh Tamid. The menorah was always burning. You could always do something. There's no such thing as you've reached the end. There's no such thing as it's finished. It's limitless. The coin is limited. Either you can only do a certain amount, and only certain people could be Kohanim. Only certain people could be. A malachim, you got to be from Malchus Beis David. Even the Keser Torah, to a certain degree, is limited. But the Keser Shem Tov, good deeds, that is unlimited. There's no crown. That's why it says Gimel Ksarim Haim, because three out of these four are limited. But one is unlimited, because a person's good deeds, that there's never a moment in his life that he can't be doing something good, saying something nice for somebody, doing something for somebody. So the Keser Shem Tov of Ner Mitzvah, that's represented by the menorah, and that is limitless. So hopefully we can all realize that. And certainly Purim is a holiday where we celebrate action, doing things, right? We say that, Arizal said that Yom Kippur, right? Purim is Yom Kippurim. There's a connection between Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur is the day that we celebrate, we worship Hashem through doing nothing. It's not a day of action. It's a day of just retreat. You're in shul. You're fasting. You don't eat, right? You don't sleep pretty much. You're davening all day. It's very much removed from the world. You're not involved in the world. You're not serving Hashem through being involved in the world. You're serving Hashem like an angel through retreating from this world. We become like malachim, like mamish. We're already in the next world. But Purim is the day where we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through eating and drinking, through celebration that through action, through doing, and to develop a Shem Tov as somebody who does actions and work and mitzvos, and every moment he sees is another ability to do something good for somebody else, and to put somebody else's needs first. I don't have the time to say now, but hopefully we'll have a chance to continue to elaborate on this. But the whole idea of a Shem Tov is it's not for you. A Shem Tov is somebody who does things for other people, who does things for the world, who does things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does mitzvot and ma'asim tovim and gemilas chasadim, and does things. That's the idea of Purim. We do for others. You deliver shalach manos to others. You give matanos le'avyonim to others. You're supposed to be giving. You invite Yisudas Purim. You invite others over. So it's a lot about actions, about doing, and specifically about doing for other people. But that's a Shem Tov. A Shem Tov is somebody who does for other people. Anyway, Rabosai, As we prepare to celebrate Purim Haba Aleinu L'Tova, let's remember these three lessons. Let's remember the lessons of positive speech, the lesson of the clothes that make the man, and the lesson of doing for other people, always being somebody not just who talks the right thing, but in Yiddishkeit who does. And Purim celebrates that we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the merit of us celebrating, you have a lot of homework here, about say a lot, long Shabbos afternoon, Friday night, a lot to learn. But a lot about the chashivas of Maisim, and the pieces that I didn't get a chance to do, he talks about how actions are even greater than the study of Torah. The study of Torah, you're studying, but actions are where you take the study and bring it into practice. Right? We all come together and study every Friday morning. It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. We have to take the Torah that we learn and put it into practice. That's the Kesa Shem Tov Ol Al Gabeim. That's Maisa, Ner Mitzvah of the Torah Or. Lo HaMedrash Hu HaIkar Ela HaMaisa. Learning is not the most important thing. It's taking the learning and making it LaMaisa and taking it into action. Not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. That's the main thing about being a Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn and to study, but He wants us to take the ideas that we learn and put them into practice. And hopefully, if we learn this lesson, we'll be able to experience that time when it will be, when Purim will bring back all the Jewish people together, and the schus of coming together, the achdus of Klal Yisrael, will bring that time when it will be again. Hay Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz. We'll all be together once again, ba'achdus in Yerushalayim, ha'bnu yom, may that day come in here, v'yameinu, amen, v'amein. Once again, the shiur was sponsored in honor of the Ufra from Jeremy Joseph. May Jeremy and Rachel build together a bayis nam in Yisrael. Rabbi Chanani Mekasher Amar Roskosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael.